6 years after construction work started on Dubai's first tram system, phase one of the project is set to be open to the public. At an estimated cost of 3.5 billion dirhams, it spans 10.6 kilometers and stretches from the Dubai Marina and Jumeirah Beach residence areas to Al Safuh, passing through a number of areas in between, including Dubai Media City, Dubai Internet City, and Knowledge Village. The network includes 11 stations, with a total round trip taking an average 42 minutes. Fares are set at 3 dirhams, regardless of the distance traveled, and are to be purchased via the no card system. Each tram has the capacity to carry 405 passengers, with a single tram consisting of 7 carriages, 1 gold class, 2 carriages for women and children, and 4 carriages for standard silver class. The system will be powered via an underground electric system, eliminating the need for any overhead cables. Passengers can also look forward to accessing the tram 19 hours a day from Saturday to Thursday, with the first tram departing at 6:30 a.m., while the final one of the night will leave the station at 1:30 a.m. Commuters should take note that the network will only be open from 9 a.m. on Fridays and close at the usual time. Residents have been looking forward to the launch for some time and hope it will alleviate the heavy congestion in the area. The key benefits the tram will bring is its ability to expand Dubai's public transport network and make it a lot more accessible for a variety of residents. For the first time, the system will link to 2 surrounding metro stations as well as the Palm monorail. The RTA says it expects around 200,000 people to ride the tram every year, with this number set to increase as the second phase of the project comes into effect. The next stage will reportedly link the network to the Mall of the Emirates and extend the track by 4 kilometers. If the tram catches on in the same way as Dubai Metro did, the Emirate could be on the verge of a major shift in public transport use by residents and tourists alike. I'm Jumana Saad reporting for the ARN News Center.